Black women mathematicians started at Langley in the 1940s. Neil Armstrong didn't journey to the moon alone. Many others worked tirelessly behind the scenes, their stories largely untold until now. Before NASA was NASA, it was known as NACA, National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics. Based at Langley Memorial Aeronautical Laboratory in Virginia, NACA began in 1917 developing warplanes and other flight technologies. During the Cold War with the Soviet Union, NACA evolved into NASA, shifting its focus to winning the space race. In the 1940s, Langley hired its first black employees as computers, performing crucial mathematical computations. This change was partly due to civil rights activists like A. Philip Randolph, who fought against racial discrimination, leading to greater opportunities for black workers. The untold story of black women at Langley. In 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed Executive Order 8802, integrating the defense industry, and Executive Order 9346, forming the Fair Employment Practices Committee. Despite these strides, Langley remained segregated, with black women working separately as the West computers. These women played crucial roles in Langley's operations during World War II, the Cold War, and the space race, contributing significantly amid the civil rights movement and the shift to electronic computing. Although Katherine Johnson received recognition, many are unaware of this team of pioneering black, female mathematicians who helped propel America's space exploration. World War II paved the way for the pioneering West computers. In the 1940s, job opportunities for black people were often limited and categorized. There were typical roles like servants or farm workers, better positions such as barbers or postal workers, and prestigious roles like teachers, doctors, lawyers, or preachers. However, working in places like Langley's Aeronautics Lab didn't fit into these categories. Getting such a job was seen as nearly impossible, especially for black individuals. But during World War II, everything changed. The demand for airplanes soared, leading to a critical need for mathematicians to aid in aircraft design. By 1943, Langley found itself urgently requiring more mathematicians to perform calculations and enhance airplane performance, safety, and efficiency. Pioneer black women at NACA. During 1938 to 1943, the U.S. aircraft industry soared to become the world's largest. This growth and President Roosevelt's call for racial equality in federal jobs provided opportunities for black female mathematicians. The exact number of female computers at NACA remains unclear, estimates range from hundreds to potentially thousands. About 70 black women worked there from 1943 to 1980. Despite these opportunities, challenges abounded. In 1940, only 2% of black women held university degrees, mostly in teaching roles. Moving to work at NACA meant leaving their hometowns, giving up jobs, and facing six-day work weeks and segregated bus rides. These were just the start of many obstacles they confronted. West computers showed bravery and resilience in facing discrimination. Imagine the struggles a black woman faced working at a prestigious, mostly white research institution over 50 years ago. Enduring racism, segregation, and constant reminders of their lower status was a daily ordeal. Finding housing in Hampton, Virginia, was particularly difficult. While white colleagues could live conveniently in a Whitehall dormitory and use a special bus service to reach Langley, black employees had to find housing farther away on their own. At work, they encountered separate facilities for bathrooms, water fountains, and offices, highlighting the stark segregation they endured. At Langley, despite facing segregation, the West computers, including Miriam Mann and Katherine Johnson, stood strong and set positive examples. Miriam Mann, Fed Mann fed up with the colored computer's sign in the dining hall, quietly removed it multiple times until it stopped reappearing. Katherine Johnson, known for her pioneering work, refused to use the segregated black bathroom, opting instead for the closer white one. Her achievements, like joining the Flight Research Division and authoring groundbreaking reports, broke barriers and paved the way for others. West computers advanced racial and gender equality at Langley. The women in Langley's West Computer Division encountered both racial and gender discrimination. Despite their qualifications, they found it nearly impossible to get promoted. Black women had never been promoted within engineering teams. Meanwhile, white male mathematicians receive special privileges like mentorship from senior engineers. These men often benefited from informal networking opportunities over lunch or after work, leading to important apprenticeships and promotions to leadership roles. For Black women, the highest achievable position was supervisor of the West Computers. In 1951, Dorothy Vaughan achieved a groundbreaking milestone as Langley's first Black manager. She played a crucial role in advancing women's careers, regardless of race, while managing her own family of four children. Christine Darden, another West Computer, faced obstacles when less educated men were promoted ahead of her. When she voiced her concerns, it was a revelation to her division chief, who had never considered such issues from a woman's perspective, especially Black women, who face societal pressures to prioritize family over careers. Despite these challenges, Christine persisted and eventually earned a promotion to an engineering team at NASA. This marked the beginning of her four-decade career as a leading expert in sonic boom research. Langley was a hub for science, engineering, race, and gender studies. By the 1970s, advancements in technology had made human computers like the West Computers obsolete. Despite Roosevelt's executive orders in 1941 and the landmark Brown v. Board of Education decision in 1954, which aimed to end segregation, progress was slow. Virginia, where the West Computers lived and worked, was a battleground for civil rights. Senator Harry Byrd and Governor J. Lindsey Almond led efforts to maintain segregation. They threatened to defund schools if integration continued, leading to the shutdown of Prince Edward County's entire school system from 1959 to 1964. This political climate deeply affected the West Computers' lives and work. Women pioneers in aerospace. Despite challenging circumstances, women made crucial contributions to aviation, enhancing airplane speed, safety, and aerodynamics through rigorous calculations. Their work was pivotal in military bomber operations, where precision was a matter of life and death. This effort reached its zenith during the space race, notably with Katherine Johnson. She played a key role in calculating trajectories for NASA's historic 1962 flight that sent the first U.S. astronaut into space and later for the Apollo moon landing missions. In 1962, astronaut John Glenn personally requested Katherine Johnson's calculations to ensure his safety orbiting the Earth. 7 years later, he relied on her again for the Apollo 11 moon mission. Both times, her calculations proved essential and accurate. Key points. 1. Black women mathematicians joined Langley in World War II, breaking barriers in math and science. 2. They tackled vital calculations in aviation and space, even while facing segregation. 3. Civil rights efforts opened the door to these new roles, but challenges were tough. 4. Despite racism and few housing options, they showed incredible strength every day. 5. The West Computers team pushed forward, advancing equality in their field. 6. Their hard work helped make big leaps in airplane safety, speed, and even space travel. 7. These trailblazers paved the way for more equal opportunities in science and engineering.